There is a universal call from God to all mankind for their salvation, not just for the Jews. As we heard in that first reading from Isaiah, they shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord. And some of these I will take as priests and Levites from among the Gentiles, the non-Jews. However, we must not take our salvation for granted and ignore the call to conversion and repentance. Throughout sacred scripture, we're warned about being complacent about our salvation. We are all called, but we cannot ignore God's call to conversion and repentance. The author of Hebrews tells us, "So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight the paths for your feet. That is, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed." And Jesus is asked, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And he answered them, "Strive. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." The problem is, sin weakens us. Sin has real consequences. Each of us has a responsibility to become repentant, obedient children of God. The Apostle John wrote, "If we say we have fellowship with him, while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say, we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." Today we are continuing our series on sin and the seven deadly sins. And we're going to continue today with the sin of envy. As I mentioned then, sin is any morally bad act. Sin separates us from God. Mortal sin, it's like suicide, eternal suicide. Mortal sin is deadly sin when it kills our love for God and severs that relationship with God, our friendship with him. The seven deadly sins include pride, avarice, gluttony, lust, sloth, envy, and anger. As we explore envy, it will be helpful to distinguish between the meanings of envy and jealousy. These two words are often used interchangeably, but they're quite different, and it's helpful to understand the differences. Let's say, I need to use your imagination again. Let's say that your neighbor has purchased a new car. It's a BMW all fixed up with leather seats, or it's a Cadillac with everything on it, and it's sitting there in your neighbor's driveway across the street. And you're jealous if you wish you had that car instead of your neighbor. The same thing could be said of a boyfriend or a girlfriend if seen with another person. With jealousy, You feel you can't be complete unless you possess the thing you desire. Jealousy is about possession. Envy. Envy's different. Envy quickly moves to hate and destruction and division of relationships. If you suffer from the sin of envy, then you might just go across the street over to your neighbor's house when no one's looking and punch holes in the tires of his car. Or maybe take a key and key the paint job and destroy the nice new look of that car. You hate your neighbor. Your attitude is, if I don't deserve that car, then you don't either. So you destroy the car, and you destroy the relationship with your neighbor. This is envy. Jealousy, it's about possession. Envy is destructive. As with the sin of anger, envy may begin with an emotion that you simply cannot anticipate or avoid, and it cannot be sinful. We often like things that we see in everyday life. We like new cars. There's nothing sinful in that. We were hardwired by God to like new things. And that emotion is given by God, cannot be sinful. However, dislike and hate can quickly result from envy after the initial emotion of that desire, which was healthy. With the sin of envy, you become destructive if you can't have it and you want it. The initial emotion was not sinful, but what comes next is entirely your fault, your decision, because it's your choice to destroy the relationship with your neighbor and the car. You see how that works? Let's consider a classic story from the Bible, from the book of Genesis. Let's consider Satan. Satan, in the garden, was envious of man when he saw how much God loved Adam and Eve and their friendship with God. And in Genesis, we learn that Adam and Eve walked and spoke with God in the Garden of Eden. They were friends. And Adam and Eve enjoyed eternal life with God. Satan was not jealous of man, and Satan did not want a friendship with God. Satan hated God and hated man. And Satan determined to destroy man's friendship with God by tempting Eve and Adam through the sin of jealousy. God had said to Adam, "You are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And from that tree you shall not eat. When you eat of it, you shall die." When Satan tempted Eve, he told her a huge lie, saying, "You certainly will not die. God knows well that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods who know good and evil." Adam and Eve wanted to be gods. They were jealous of gods. They were jealous of God. And they became jealous of God's abilities through temptation. And however, when Eve and Adam ate the forbidden fruit, they disobeyed God. They wanted to possess what God had. They wanted to be like God, but without God. So when tempted, they disobeyed him. This meant they could no longer be trusted. This meant they broke the friendship. They lost their friendship with God through their own sin, their own decision. Adam and Eve had enjoyed eternal life with God. Up until this time, death did not exist. God did not create them to die. That wasn't in the divine plan. They did not die immediately when they ate the forbidden fruit and disobeyed God. But they had been eternal. They had eternal life. However, they separated themselves from God and lost eternal life. Eternal life can only be with God. Apart from God, there is no eternal life. Only God is eternal. They separated themselves from Him. And when they lost eternal life with God, they became mortal. They could no longer pass on eternal life as an inheritance to their children. They could not pass on what they did not have. Death entered the world through sin. Their sin, their decision, their disobedience. They were our first parents, by definition. They gave away eternal life and became mortal. This is original sin. And due to the sin of envy, Satan succeeded in his plan to destroy man's relationship with God. The sin of envy is all around us. The envious see God's justice as unfair. They don't believe that God is free to hand out salvation as He judges. And often the temptation of envy leads us to make ourselves the judges of what is right or wrong. And the envious ones want to be the gods who decide what is just. Envy robs us of wisdom, mercy, and charity. By our baptism, we are restored to eternal life. That's the gift that Jesus brought us. Through our sin, we put it back at risk again. Envy often tempts us to resent a person who wins or achieves success. The sin of envy destroys us through our resentment. And resentment is a characteristic of envy. Is there a solution for envy? Well, for every capital sin, there is a virtue or a set of virtues. So what's the solution for envy? Well, first there's wisdom. We need to ask God in prayer to allow us to see things from His point of view. Our point of view may not always be the correct point of view. The highest level of wisdom involves surrender to God's will, obedience. There's wisdom. Wisdom from God leads us to be humble and obedient. If you're having a problem with that obedience, well, it could be that's one of the issues that you have to deal with. The virtue of charity is the ultimate solution for envy. Caring for your brother or sister more than for yourself. They asked Jesus, Lord, will only a few be saved? And He answered them, Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt, but will not be strong enough. Do not commit the deadly sin of envy. Pray for the gift of wisdom. Practice the virtues of humility, obedience, and charity, that you may love your neighbor as yourself.